My director is here now, and his name is Mario. Just give me one moment, okay?
Okay.
Thank you very much, Joseph. Hello, Brian. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm actually doing pretty good. Thank you for asking, brother. I appreciate that. Brian, my name is Mario. I am one of the supervisors with the company. I am going to try to make this pretty brief and straight to the point. I hope you're okay with that.
Yes.
Morgan Construction, what exactly do you specialize in, Brian?
We do everything from start to finish in the home. Everything except plumbing and electrical.
Okay. Are you doing like ADUs, you know, additions?
Additions, new houses.
Restoration and so forth. Okay.
Yeah. Restoration of bathrooms and kitchens. And.
Okay. Are you working in Bangor or do you go outside of Bangor?
We do a lot of our work outside of Bangor.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. So this is what we're offering, Brian. In order for us to place you on that first page of Google, just so you know, there has to be an available spot open, and that opened up about an hour ago. So what we're offering is to place Morgan 92's construction right alongside of the companies that appear as first options right now on Google. So if somebody goes on Google and they're looking for, you know, remodeling of the restroom, their kitchen, you know, ADUs, restoration, drywall, anything that has to do with the buildup of the houses, companies like Radens, NS Solutions, J&R Construction, Main Construction Solutions, and Fiffin's Earthwork are the companies that come up as primary top options. Now, I'm not sure if you're familiar with any of those guys, Brian.
I do know. I've seen them, but I'm not.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, the only thing they're doing different than what you are, brother, is having their companies come up as top recommended options on the first page of Google. Okay.
Yeah.
They're not doing any job that's better than yours or anything of that nature. The simple fact that they're on that first page is what keeps them quite busy.
Okay.
And that's where we would be placing Morgan's Construction, is on that first page right alongside of your competitors. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, since you, how long have you had the company for?
I'm in Bangor for like 4 years, but I've been up north.
Okay.
And I carried with Pascal for 25 years.
Gotcha. And in those 4 years, Brian, have you built a website for Morgan Construction or not yet?
Not really. I've been too busy. I found one guy that builds houses, and we build houses for him every year. So that could take on a lot of work, a little bit more workload in the spring and winter.
Okay. Gotcha. Well, the reason I'm asking if you have a website is that, you know, when you're running a business, and again, I'm saying this with all due respect, brother, having your own website just makes the company look a lot more professional, per se, you know.
Yeah.
It gives you a different outlook. It looks not only professional, but, you know, people love to see websites when they're looking for a business. So part of the service that we offer, we will build a website for you, brother, and we wouldn't charge you anything additional for that. That's already included within our service. Okay.
Yeah.
I just sent you a text message with the sample site. Do you mind letting me know if you see it?
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah. If you want to open that up, when you open it up, here, let me open it up with you here. Well, bear with me one quick second. It's going to say Pro Build Solutions.
Yep.
Okay. Right on there where it says Pro Build Solutions, the title of the business there would say Morgan's 92's Construction. It would be your company name, obviously.
Okay.
And right underneath that, if you look at that, right underneath there, it's going to say Expert Services. Do you see that?
Yep.
See. This company, They do general construction, handyman services, wood framing, ADUs, additions, remodeling, bathroom, kitchen, and so forth. So based on the services that you offer the public, Brian, that's what we would put on the website. Okay. Now, are you taking any pictures of the work you do?
Yes, I do.
Excellent. The reason that I asked that particular question is that we put those pictures on the website as well. Believe it or not, a lot of people love to see pictures. And, you know, based on those pictures, that's how they determine whether they're going to hire you or not. Okay?
Yeah.
On that same website, if you just scroll through it and scroll all the way to the bottom, you can see the customer can request an appointment, request a quote, or request to book you from the website. Under navigation, we list what cities and how far you're willing to cover, and then hours of operation, when you're able to take calls from the customers. And if you look at the bottom right portion of this, you'll see like a little phone and text message icon. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the customer doesn't have to look for your number, Brian. They can just click on the little phone icon, and they'll connect them directly to your cell phone. Okay?
Okay.
So, aside from building you a website, do you have any social media listings, Brian? Are you on any type of Facebook, Instagram?
I'm on, I'm on Angie's list.
Oh, Angie's, okay.
Yeah.
Brian, how do you like that service?
Not very well.
Okay. I'm glad that you're being honest with me. The reason that... and you know what? I'm not the type of guy that would ever badmouth another company because I don't think that's how business is done. But I could shoot you with some facts. And I can tell you this much. What makes Google so much more successful and why people stick around with Google for many years is because we don't share leads. The leads that are, you know, the calls that are becoming will be coming directly to you. Other companies, which are third-party vendors like Thumbtack, Home Advisor, Angie's List, what they do is that same lead they give you, they give to about five or six others, right?
Yeah.
So then everybody is scrambling, trying to get the job. And then what that causes is people to start lowballing their price in order to just to capture that job.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just a horrible way to operate, right? Because now you got to lower your prices to simply get that job. And a lot of the times, a lot of the times you don't even get the job, but you took the call and they still want to charge you, you know, which really makes no sense. So that's another thing that sets Google aside because there's, you don't pay for the number of calls and you don't pay for the number of jobs. It's one flat rate a month. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, we would also help you build a Facebook business profile, Brian, because Google works with Facebook. So we would build a Facebook page for Morgan Construction, and then we would run ads on Facebook for you, and that's already included with the service, brother. So we'll get you on social media. And then we would run ads on social media for Morgan's Construction. And that by itself is generating quite a bit of work for our customers. Now, I want to shoot you straight, Brian. And I want you to be honest with me as well. In this moment, if you, you know, let's say we decide to work with one another. If you start receiving jobs from the Google platform, are you in a position where you're able to handle more business?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. That's what I wanted to hear. Okay. And the only reason we ask that, and it's important for us because we know what happens after you hit that first page, man. So the last platform that we list you on, Brian, because we work directly with Apple, you know, for anyone that has an iPhone that uses Safari or Alexa to do searches, we will also list you through Apple as well. Obviously, you know, the bread and butter here, man, and just to be, again, straight with you, is that first page of Google. I mean, that's where everybody wants to have their business. Unfortunately, on that first page, there's only about 8 to 10 slots, you know, and then everybody else has to move on to page number 4, 5, 6, or 7. So, But the page we're offering you now is on the first page. It's where we have that open spot. Now, the pricing, let's get down to Turkey.
Okay.
The pricing for the service is actually quite affordable, brother. You know, people always think because it's Google that the pricing is outrageous or that it's going to be pretty expensive. When people find out the pricing, they, you know, take that leap right away and make that jump. Now, the month-to-month service price is $299 per month, $299 a month. That is a flat rate. There is no charges for the number of calls that you get and no charges for the number of jobs that you land, Brian. So let's say 1 month you get 7 jobs and next month you get 10. We're not going to increase that monthly ratio only because it's going better for you.
Yeah.
Okay. That $299 a month is a flat rate. Now, with Google services, there is no annual contracts, no 6-month contract, nothing of that nature. The only thing that we ask is for a 3-month verbal agreement. Again, it's not a contract. We want you to keep the services for a minimum of 3 months so you can see the full potential that Google offers on that first page. And then once you see that, you know, all of our clients that have seen that, they stick with us for long term. Because at the end of the day, if I'm being straight with you, Brian, all that matters are results, man. Everything else, it's a whole bunch of mumbo jumbo. You know, customers don't care what we really got to say. They want to see results. They want to see their phone ringing, and they want to stay busy. I mean, that's the bottom line, you know. And I can tell you this, and I'm just going to shoot you straight. I never come here and make people believe that just because they're on Google, they're going to become multimillionaires from one day to another. I mean, that that's not the case, man. You know,
it's not going to happen. I already know.
And I'm glad you know that because there's a lot of companies out there that deceive clients and they'll tell them, oh, if you go with us, you know, we're going to bring down the stars and the moons and you're going to have so much work and money, you're not going to know what to do with it. And when everything is said and done, it was all a bunch of baloney. You know, you're like, hey, man, where's all the jobs you talked about? You know, so one thing that we do with Google services, Brian, is that we let the facts and the actions do the talking for us.
Okay.
Now, on that first page of Google, there will be a schedule, like I mentioned to you. What days and what times would you like it to stay on Google that you're open for business?
I'm going to have to go deposit some more money in my account before I do this.
Oh, okay.
So it's
okay.
So I want to do it. I want to try to get rid of Angie's List because that's $350 a month.
Oh, okay. And I'll tell you this much, and I'll let you in on something else that you don't know. And it's fine, man. We're not that company that forces people to do. I mean, the only thing that I will tell you is that it's unfortunate. Hopefully, by the time you deposit that money, we still have that spot open. Because if we don't, we can still put you on Google, Brian. The only bad part about that is that it wouldn't be on the first page. And if I'm being a straight shooter with you, the results that you'll get on page number 2, 3, or 4 are not the same as page number 1. And the reason behind that is that when people Google something, even myself, I'll normally choose from the first 5 or 6 options that come up. I'll choose one of them. You know, I very rarely go into page number 2, number 3. But I'll let you in on something about Angie's List that you're probably not aware of. Do you know where Angie gets the leads that they sell you? Do you know where they capture them from, Brian?
No.
From Google.
That's what I thought.
So these guys, I mean, they have mastered this plan so good. I mean, they're the owners and operators of this company. That's why they're multi-billionaires. So what they do
I only had them for just the second month I'm having it, and it's like I didn't even get one job out of it yet.
That's just horrible, man. So what these guys do is that they put an ad on Google themselves, right? And they'll say, best general construction companies in the entire state of Maine or the entire city of Bangor. And then people click on their ads thinking they're contacting a company, and it's actually Angie's List. You know, so then what they do is that they'll get that lead, and then they'll sell that lead to you and about five or six others, and then everybody pays for that lead, but only one person gets it. It's amazing. I don't know, you know, between me and you, I don't know how these guys still operate doing that type of, you know, operating that way. But I mean, they know how to stay in between the lines. And that's how they stay in business. But again, I'm not here to talk about them. I can tell you this much, man. Once you take an opportunity and you put yourself on that first page, Brian, you're not going to need any other third party company, to be doing what you would do for yourself. Cause now instead of you chasing the customers, you're going to be getting, you know, incoming calls coming for you. And when people call you, the beauty thing about it, Brian, is it's people that they know already that they want to hire your service. You know, it's not people wasting your time. It's someone that, hey man, I need my bathroom remodel type of thing. You know, it's already people who know that they need the services that you offer. That's the beauty of it. So again, if you want to take a shot at it, I mean, I could definitely, you know, put you up there. Obviously, I know you said you had to add money to the card. When are you able to do that?
Tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning. Okay. Let me put a note here.
And how soon can I get on to Google?
Yeah, so that's another great question. So the website that we will build for you, the ads that we would run for you on social media, all of that will be up and running in anywhere between 7 to 14 days. The verification process on Google normally takes anywhere from about 45 days. I mean, I've seen it done quite a bit sooner than that, 2 or 3 weeks, but because I got to follow Google guidelines, I got to give you like the max time that it can take. Normally if everything is in order, we got, you know, the pictures, we got the LLC or, you know, whatever the documents that are requested, we have things in order. They move pretty quick. But again, at the end of the day, like I said, Brian, what matters are results, man. Is there any way that you're able to maybe use a different card if you did want to jump on that position? I mean, I'm only saying that because you can do this whenever you want, brother. I mean, it's up to you. But doing it now, I mean, we can assign that first page placement to Morgan Construction.
Well, can you call me back tomorrow and then I'll have the money in the bank and stuff.
Okay, you know what I'll do? I will get with my director. Her name is Amy, and advisor of what you're telling me. And then we can do like a courtesy 24-hour hold. We've done that for other customers. I don't see why she would say no to me on this one. I'm going to ask you just very straightforward, Brian, and again, don't take this in any other way than a very respectful one. And I'm only asking you like this, Brian, because there's a lot of people who like to BS and waste time. And I prefer someone to say, hey, you know what, Mario, I'm already full. I have my calendar booked for the next 3 or 4 months. I appreciate that opportunity on Google. I just don't need the service. Then people say, hey, man, you know what, let's do it tomorrow. Call me back. And then it's just a bunch of baloney. So I want to ask you very straightforward before I go and ask, hey, can we hold this spot for Brian? Is this something that you're definitely interested in doing?
Yeah, I'm interested in doing it. Right now, like I said, I have a job that I have to do starting in June 1st, but I can fill the time in then, and then that's only going to be like probably a month and a half, and then I'll be out of work again. So.
No, see, by the time that everything is said and done, it's perfect if we get things done now because, you know, you got summer coming in as well. You definitely, I mean, everything picks up a lot. So if we get the ball rolling now, you know, in the next few weeks, everything will be up and running, man. So what I'll do, I will go ahead and ask for us to do a courtesy hold We can only do 24 hours, so I will give you a call back tomorrow. What time can I call you tomorrow? Or morning time? Preferably morning, so we can get things going.
Tomorrow morning, I won't be that busy. You can call me, like, what, 10 o'clock?
10 a.m. All right. Hold on. Okay. Let me just put a note on here. 10 a.m., Morgan. Is the company named Morgan 92's Construction, or what's the name of the business?
No. Morgan Construction.
Morgan Construction. Okay. Okay. I'll give you a call tomorrow, 10 a.m. Just do me a favor, whether it's a yay or nay at the time, answer my call at 10. That way, you know, if for whatever reason you decide to change your mind, at least I can take your number off of our calling list. Because I don't want to leave it on here. If you don't answer, it's going to stay on our system and you're going to keep getting calls, and
I'll definitely answer at 10. I'll be waiting for your call.
Okay, Brian. All right, brother. Well, you know what? Whatever decision you take, whether it's working with us or not, give yourself and the company a shot on Google, brother. I promise it's not something you'll regret. I look forward to talking to you tomorrow. Again, if I don't, I do wish you the best of luck.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye-bye now.